Many of us who grew up in South Australia know of the beautiful Edmund Wright House on King William Street in Adelaide. It was the Bank of South Australia in 1878 and the first building to be heritage listed. In this month's Festival of Architecture and Design, you can learn more about the building and the architect behind it with media icon and chair of the SA Heritage Council, Keith Conlon, who joins me now. Welcome, Keith.
Hi, Jenny.
So this building kick-started the SA Heritage Protection Act in 1978, is that right?
Yes, it did. It's sitting there and it's been sold. Back in 1971, the ANZ, who have sort of inherited over, you know, the changes of banks, they no longer need it. And it's sold to a big development consortium called Mainline. And they're going to knock it down. And the people of Adelaide start thinking, hang on, you can't do that to us. At the 11th hour, the Dunstan government stepped in and bought it back from Mainline and said, no, we will now do it up and it'll, you know, we've saved this lovely piece of heritage.
So what makes it so special? What makes this Edmund Wright House such a gem that we need to keep?
It was one of those places that represented about as elaborate as we ever built a building. Buildings tell you something about their times as well, and this represented a really big economic boom for South Australia in the 1870s.
And Keith Conlon, many of us know of Edmund Wright House, but what about the man behind it?
Yeah, he's been a bit neglected. They named it Edmund Wright House after the architect, Edmund Wright. And during the campaign, some people say they gilded the lily a bit. They maybe overstated his impact, but I think there's a pretty good case for it being named after him. He was a young architect when he came out here from England. He was only 25 and he hung up his shingle just around the corner from the Beehive Corner. He started practising architecture. It couldn't have been that flash to start with because he also did other things. He dabbled in. He also was the engineer on the first horse tram in the 1870s in South Australia.
Right. So you'll be going through, you'll be on a walking tour this July, Sunday the 21st of July, and that's with the Festival of Architecture and Design.
This is a tour you take right in the middle of town, but there's one outlier. He did actually design quite a lot of places, one of which is up at Burra.
All right.
But it's a walk. It's a walk down the main street of the city. So far we've got the Edmund Wright House in the town hall. What about the GPO over the road? Won another competition, this time with his partner, E.J. Woods. They won a competition. Grand new post office required with that lovely tower that we know. But as happened in a lot of buildings in those days, it was too expensive, Plan A, and so there were a lot of changes made by other architects and so on. The tower is a lot shorter than the original plan. But nevertheless, it is an Edmund Wright building. And again, it's that sort of Italian classical style. And there's a nice little story about the towers, that the GPO tower is called the Victoria Tower. And over the road, just a little earlier than that, the Town Hall Tower is the Albert Tower for her consort, her husband. So we've got Victoria and Albert on King William Street.
There you go.
But there's some good stuff there. It's a lot easier to chase these stories. If you look up North Road Cemetery, they will probably, you know, you'll be able to flick to some of the leading figures that are in there through our 19th century, through the early massive days of development of South Australia.
Oh, well, thank you so much for your time today, Keith. Really appreciate it.
Pleasure, Jenny. Lovely to talk heritage. We've got to love it.